No, look, we'll take it one game and one series at a time. You know, our goal is obviously a World Cup in 4 years' time, but there's no use thinking about that right now. We've got a lot of hard work to do between now and then. Yes, it's great to win matches like we did tonight and series like we did, but we can't rest on our laurels. And as I said, there is still a lot of hard work to be done. Well, they're enjoying their cricket. I know that they're enjoying each other's company. They're enjoying each other's success, and it's showing out on the field. You know, as you said, there's been some fantastic innings. In this series, and someone like Root and Taylor as well have done extremely well. I think everyone in the top six has contributed more than once, and so too have the bowlers, and it's just added up to a fine performance. Oh, look, it's great to win away from home, especially on the here in the subcontinent with against a team like Pakistan who playing in conditions that they know very well. They should have a lot of confidence out of the way they've played going into these three T20 matches, knowing that they can play in these conditions against this quality opposition. Yeah, it's just another step on the way to that World Cup in March, April. Obviously, we want to play this T20 series and win that as well as we possibly can also. But it's still also a bit of a testing ground as well. We've got a few players that haven't been involved in this one-day series that that could get a run in the T20 series. An old mate of mine, an Australian selector a few years ago, said to me, "There's nothing like a good dropping to get a player back on track." I mean, it's not that he wasn't trying hard enough, but I think when he was left out, there was a definite relief. Come over him, and I think it just allowed him to get away, refresh his thinking, if anything. And I think it's done him the world of good, to be quite honest. No one ever likes to get dropped, but he's shown what a good team man he is. That test match that he got dropped for, he was out throwing balls to his teammates. He's an important part of this team and squad, and all credit to him. And you just love it when. You love it when guys like that can come out and do what they did tonight.
That's the first time you've seen it in the
middle. First time I've seen him do something like that live. I'm not sure if I've got the words to describe it. It was fantastic. We probably could. Whether if he would allow himself to actually do it, I think around the world now, whilst Test cricket is a lot more attacking than it maybe used to be. Whether we can get our head around, or any of the players can get their head around, to actually play like a T20 innings, if you like, in a test match. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's been one or two have done it for a short period of time. Let's just wait and see with him. Oh, look, I think. I think he'll play a lot of test cricket for England as well. I think he's such a talent that I'm sure he'll be able to change his game, or adapt his game is probably the better word, to the longer form. I mean, he's done it in the past. He's just been through a bit of a period, I think, that most cricketers that play the game have been through, and it's just, it's great to see him come out the other side. Yeah, well, it's something for us to think about, obviously. There's got to be a spot available for him as well. It'll certainly be spoken about, I'm sure. Not too many, I don't think. De Villiers, maybe Maxwell on his day. Coley, I've seen do similar type of things as well. Not very. Yeah, there's very few in the world that can play like that. Just conventional shots, but also shots that are not in the coaching manual and hit them off the middle of the bat. It's some unbelievable timing. I wish we could bottle some of it and give it to everyone else. I'm not sure if I can describe. It was just. I'm very happy for him. I mean, the hard time that he's been through, obviously, in the test team, and for a bloke. tries as hard as he did during the test series to score runs and to do well. I mean, I think he felt more so that he was letting his teammates down. He's repaid them in full tonight, that's for sure. I think in the end, the discussion point was obviously his experience, and that I think we do need experience in the team. Where we ended up was that it was, they hadn't been scoring runs over the last year or two, or periodically anyway. And it was thought, I think, just to give him a bit of time away from the game and refresh as well, but also to give some newer, younger guys that opportunity. I think looking at it going forward, I think Belly certainly got it within him to get back into the team for sure. But it's an exciting opportunity for these new younger players coming into the team to make a go of their careers. I think it's like anyone else. When he's playing well, I'm sure that is very much part of his game. I think he'd probably admit he's gone through a bit of a lean trot just recently. I mean, he's. It's not as if he's been missing out altogether. He's very close. I think. But anyone in that sort of a situation, I think their first thought is about how they're playing themselves. I've got no doubt. I've got all confidence in him that he'll make a comeback, and he'll do what he's got needs to do to get back into the team. No, not really. It's Liam. It's just one of those things. We've got two or three guys, who've come back from injury. That at this stage we think are in front of Liam at the moment, and obviously Footit coming in just gives us something different, being left arm and being able to swing the ball. So look, it is tough on someone like Liam, who's been in around the squads for the last year or so, but unfortunately that's just the way the game is at the top level. He's a guy that people love having around in the team, and he gives you 100% every single time that he's on the training paddock, and every time we pick him. So I'm sure he'll be disappointed, I'm sure, but I know that he'll be doing everything he can to get back into the squad. I was on the other side then, so it was quite pleasing. To be honest, I wasn't sort of close to it then, so I don't know what was sort of going on within the team or behind the scenes. What I do know now is that, as I said before, the guys now are they're enjoying their cricket. If they weren't before, they're enjoying their cricket, they're enjoying each other's company, enjoying each other's success, and they're enjoying learning the game. And as I said, I think they've still got a lot of learning to do, over the next few years. And the more games they play, the more experience they gain. I think not only the better they will get, but the more consistent they will get as well.